I'm ready. Are you ready? Sweet. Okay, oh, let me turn that on. Silent. Mute my ringer or whatever they say.
Recording in progress.
Got a lot of presentation.
Yes, we do. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the October 8th, 2024 City Council meeting. We always start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to have Kathy lead.
Oh, wow. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you. I think Mr. Merrick is here zooming for work purposes. Could we get a roll call, please?
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soli.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Trulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you very much. I am looking for one change to the agenda. Mr. Kramer has asked that we table PZC 2024-01 and EDC 2024-53 to, I think, the next meeting, which is, what, 10-22, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a motion and a second on that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Second by, was that Cornelius? Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Dan, thank you for giving us that notification. I appreciate it. Okay. Next, we have presentations. And we have three for the PD and one for the Parks and Rec. And these are all new employees or community service officers. So, oh, it's exciting, don't worry. I think it is exciting. You've all approved new staff, and we're going to introduce some of them. So I'm going to let Jim take it over for now. Is that correct? And then I think Shay is here for the Parks one. Shay here somewhere?
Yeah, right there.
Wherever you are. Oh, there you are. You blend in with everyone.
You grab the mic, though.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and make sure, you know, I'm doing a bad job. So make sure you're talking to the mics, please. Sorry.
All right. Haley, Tyler, and Cameron, come on up.
Come on down.
So we're going to introduce three new employees for the police department. Two of them are community service officers in the light blue shirts, and Cameron is a police officer with our organization. So I'm going to talk real quick about each one of them. So before I start, I'm going to really focus on our community service officers, both Tyler and Daly. So we've been very blessed in our police department with our CSO program. Five of the nine CSOs we've hired over the last couple of years have gone on to be police officers. Three of them have been hired by our department. So the Community Service Officer Program is a huge recruitment tool for us. We get to learn about them, they get to learn about us, and we've been very blessed, and I think we have two here future Yorkville police officers, at least that's what I'm hoping. So we're going to start with Naily. She's a graduate, a 24 graduate of Plano High School, currently attending Aurora University, with a major in psychology and a minor in criminal justice. She's a first-generation college student and will be a first-generation college graduate here pretty soon. She's a lifelong resident of the city of Plano, and our goal is to bring her on to Yorkville and begin her law enforcement career with us. She's joined tonight by her family. All right, I told you I'm gonna mess this up. Rahelio, all right, and Nancy Vargas, and her brother, Junior. Okay. So, right now, Naily is currently in our field training program, and she's going to be assigned to the field operations division when she's out of her training program, which should be like very quickly. Couple of the statements, we do a very in-depth background for police officers especially, but CSOs as well. Just a few of the comments made from some of the background people that we interviewed. Naily will be a fantastic CSO. She was a fantastic student who was driven and a natural leader in her class. Naily never called off, was always at work and on time. She'll make a fantastic police officer someday. And on a side note, I got to meet Naily this last year at the IBDC program. She's in the criminal justice program there. And then we She just went and did a presentation for the high school kids to talk about her current position. Hopefully recruit us more CSOs, so thank you. All right, Tyler. Tyler is a 23 graduate of Yorkville High School, currently attending Waubonsie Community College with a major in criminal justice. He's also a lifelong, minus maybe 3 years, resident of Yorkville. And he comes to, resident of Yorkville. He's joined today with his mom and dad, Michael and Rachel Jendrasik. I can pronounce that, but I can't pronounce the other first name. He's also currently assigned to our Field Operations Division, and he's an acting CSO training officer. Some of the comments about Tyler and his background: extremely dependable, eager, and super friendly. Absolutely with the super friendly. He'll be a fantastic CSO with YPD. And Tyler's a good team player, friendly and honest. Tyler's very easy to talk to and loves his family. So some very good comments, and that's really what we want to bring in here to our family of YPD. So welcome to both of you. All right, Cameron. So Cameron is one of our police officers. Now, we hired Cameron back in April. It was a Sunday. He got sworn in by Ruben. Ruben was just here with our police commission. He had to start the police academy the following day. So we didn't get a chance to bring him in here to the city council to meet everybody. So he went directly to the police academy for 16 weeks, graduating in August of this year. He brings our total staffing to 33 officers. Cameron comes to us, or he attended Joliet Junior College with an associate's in law enforcement and his bachelor's degree from Illinois State University, Criminal Justice Sciences. He's a first generation college graduate, so fantastic. He's a 2016 graduate of Minooka Community High School, lifelong resident of the city of Shanahan, and comes to us from North Central College where he was a campus safety officer. He's joined tonight by Don and Don Bonner. Don's retiring in 2 weeks. Where are you at, Don? Awesome. His brothers, Justin and Aaron Bonner. His wife, Hallie. All right, good. They were college sweethearts. Both they met at Joliet Junior College and ISU. Married for 1 year, together for 7 years. She's a special education teacher at the Grundy County Co-op. And she is expecting in like a week or two. So the cool thing is he went to the academy. Actually, it wasn't cool for them. He went to the academy and his wife was pregnant home. And so can you imagine? I couldn't imagine those conversations. So he attended the Macon Law Enforcement Academy for 16 weeks, 20-week field training program, which he is in right now and excelling in. Upon successful completion of the FTO program, he'll be assigned to the Field Operations Division. What shift? I'm not sure yet, either days or nights, so we'll figure that out as we get to that. So the last thing, and it's really about all of our employees that we hire, we focus on three non-negotiables in our organization: honesty and integrity, professionalism, and community policing. The family focus is really what we want here at Yorkville PD, and the three of these people here really signify that. They understand. We talk to all of our employees about our non-negotiables. And I believe we hire the best people, so we're really excited to have all three of them here, and really excited to welcome you to Yorkville PD in the city. If your family wants to come up, you can get pictures if you'd like.
Last week.
How are you doing? Good. 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 How
are
you
doing?
Okay, thank you. I'm John.
So you do when?
Jump right in. Jump right in.
I'm going to have to get a couple rolls back. Everybody ready?
O'Shea, you're up next. My God. Yeah, come on up. Oh, Tim, I thought you weren't coming tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Shea'd do a better job than you anyway. You can both come up. She organizes everything for you. You can both come up. Both come up.
Oh, my God. Shea, I was looking forward to seeing you. I see it now. Yeah. I already saw you.
I'm refreshing today.
Glad you're here for that paper.
Thank you. I'm glad someone's here. Absolutely.
Okay, is that good? Are you okay with that, John? Yeah, just want to take a moment here. We are very excited to introduce Kayla Pruitt to the council and to the residents of Yorkville. Well, some of you have already met Kayla throughout the summer. She was working part-time for us. She actually officially started last Monday on September 30th. She comes with us with over 11 years of experience in the parks and recreation field as a former coordinator with the Winfield Park District. I would say about half of those times, Shay and I have been talking about how to convince her to come work for us. She's a graduate of Lewis University in sports management, is a certified parks and recreation professional, and a graduate of the Illinois Professional Development School. If any of you have already met her at our special events, we've all witnessed she has outstanding energy and passion for the parks and recreation field and already has been a great addition to the parks and recreation team. We look forward to having Kayla work with us for many years to come as we continue to expand, develop, and provide outstanding parks and recreation services to the residents of Yorkville. So thank you very much, Kayla. We look forward to having you.
She got to meet me at the first, was it her first official day or not? Well, yeah, I mean, but in my office.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Marguerite's in my office.
I was going to say, Marguerite's in my office, I was worried she wouldn't come back.
Yeah. Tim, I'm pretty impressed to read that with your phone. And then I do have a question. You said half the time you've been trying to convince her, oh, now can you be twice as productive now that you're not trying to
be a possibility. Depends on when you say yes or no on that.
Thanks for coming. She did a great job.
Hi, thank you.
Okay. Excellent. Any other new employees? Soon, right? I hear soon. I'm getting calls all the time about people wanting jobs. I'm like, you got to apply. I don't get involved with that. Okay. Public hearings. We don't have any public hearings, do we?
No.
No? Okay. Citizen comments on agenda items. Do we have any citizens want to comment on anything on the agenda? No? Oh, and I should welcome. Are you all back there in high school? Yep. So you're doing for government or civics or whatever it is? So did they tell you the meetings go long? What's that?
They said roughly like 7 to 9.
Yeah. Tonight could be a longer one, actually. I mean, if you look, we have some stuff here. I told the last kids about it. The DWC, DuPage Water Commission, we're going to get all our water from Lake Michigan through DuPage Water Commission, and we're voting on some agreements tonight that are going to affect Yorkville for decades, so we'll probably, because it's going to be a lot of discussion, it could be till 10 or 11 tonight, so I don't know if you have curfews, but take a lot of notes, okay? And sometimes they want to stay longer than the alderman. I'm the nice guy of the group, but especially that Joel Plocher over there.
Definitely me.
Yes, anyway. Well, welcome all of you. Next, we have the consent agenda. We have minutes from September 24th, bills totaling $1,294,244.41, and EDC 2471, Conica Minolta change order request totaling $34,582.69, which authorizes the mayor to execute, and that is the last change order for the document storage, right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay, I'm looking for a motion and a second on that, please.
No move.
Second.
Soling, and I think I heard Coke next. Yeah,
I was. I heard it was, Coke.
Okay, well, you have better hearing than I do, so that's good. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Roll call, please.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you all. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve 2024-78, a fiscal year 2025 computer purchase order for approximately $30,000.
So moved.
Second.
Transier, Terulis, and Bart, this is just, or Rob, whoever's in charge of this, this is just a regular replacement of computers, correct?
It is, yes.
And we have it budgeted.
Yes.
So, any other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay. Oh, God, I forgot about this one here. Next one is item CC 2479, ordinance authorizing the acquisition of easements for construction water mains from Sioux Green. I thought it was Soul Green, but it's Sioux Green, like the old train line. And the Yorkville Nexus LLC. Is there a motion and a second, please?
So moved.
Second.
Coke and Plocher. Bart, would you say this was approximately how many dollars?
Both easements are being acquired for no cost. However, the Sioux Green document does have a crop damage calculation in there, which will be variable. We estimate it to be less than $3,000 when all is said and done.
Okay. Any questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next four we'll do separate motions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Each of these? Okay. And these are water supply agreements with the DuPage Water Commission. The first one, 2024-80A, I'm looking for approval and a motion and a second for the execution of water purchase and sale contract between DuPage Water Commission, DWC, and City of Yorkville for the United City of Yorkville unit system.
So moved.
Second.
Soling and Funkhauser. Bart, anything you want to talk about in this?
If it's okay, I'll just give a brief rundown of each one now.
Sure.
Okay. So the first agreement is the water purchase and sale contract. That's your general, we're joining DuPage Water Commission agreement. So we'll get a seat on the board, we purchase water from them, it's got all the terms and conditions of how we pay, etc. There are amendments to that from what is in the packet. I sent out an email about a half hour before the meeting, and I'll just go through those changes here real quick. They are on page 50 of the agreement, which is PDF page 220-something. In general, it's section 10A and 10C of the water purchase agreement. There's some estimates in there for weeks to complete things, to commence the project and complete it, and file other paperwork. We had thrown in some very tight estimates into the document when it was in draft form, never amended it, then we caught it just recently. DWC is completely okay with all these changes. They've actually already sent over the changes in the document form. So in general, in 10A, there's a reference to 1 week. That'll go from 1 week to 20 weeks. There's in 10C, there's two references to time periods. One of them is 32 weeks. That's going to go from 32 weeks to 52 weeks. Third one is, there's a reference to 30 weeks. That'll go from 30 weeks to 104 weeks. And again, that's just changing basically the deadlines for us to complete the project, file paperwork, et cetera. So it gives us more time, and DWC is okay with it. And then there is a in this agreement that has a couple typos in it, refers to Oswego, because Oswego was the boilerplate agreement, and we're changing those Oswegos to Yorkville. So that's more of a scrivener's error, but I just wanted to make sure that it's okay with them. So that's the limit of the changes on the water purchase agreement. The next agreement that you'll vote on will be the escrow agreement, which governs, how and when we're going to put down the money for the construction of the water main all the way out from generally southern Naperville to Yorkville. It says that we promise to pay when the DuPage Water Commission tells us we need to pay, and that if the escrow balance for all three communities drops below $30 million, that in general we're going to replenish it even if they don't have any invoices come due. That agreement is relatively fluid in that they are planning to bid out the project here over the next several months and then get cash flow estimates for those expenditures and projects over the next several months and actually tailor our escrow payments to them depending on the contract values and timing that they expect there. So there are some exhibits in there that talk about escrow payment deadlines, and amounts that are blank, and those will basically be filled in at a later date by mutual agreement between us and DWC as the contract bids are awarded. The third agreement is, I'm going to call it a development agreement, just defines and governs what's included within the costs of the project, land acquisition, construction, engineering, the DuPage Water Commission staff time in order to bring us on board and sets those parameters for when we do have to pay later. There's not a discussion about what's included within it. And the fourth one is the capital cost recovery charge intergovernmental agreement. I'm going to call it a connection fee agreement. It's basically our cost to join the DuPage Water Commission based on everybody else having joined prior to us. On us reimbursing them for the amount of money that they've outlaid over time. So in general, our connection fee is tens of millions of dollars. No, I'm sorry, it's $8 million. Thank you. There's a contemplation of a 0% loan over 30 years for us to pay that off, or there's an oversizing of one section of pipe along the route that's several miles long. We're going to take it from a 48-inch pipe, which is what Oswego, Montgomery, and Yorkville need, to a 54-inch pipe, which is what the DuPage Water Commission is requesting, such that future communities could possibly tie onto that branch of the pipe at a later date. And there's two ways that that can go. That can either be paid for by the DuPage Water Commission, and in which case we just pay our connection fee over time out of revenues, or we can actually roll that cost of the oversizing into our project, get a WIFIA loan for it, and then pay for it ourselves. That benefits DuPage Water Commission, so they don't have to outlay any money, obviously, for that oversizing. And it benefits us because we can actually roll that into our WIFIA loan and get the money borrowed from the federal government and then pay off that project. Contemplated within that, because DuPage Water Commission is giving us a 0% loan for the connection fee and the WIFIA loan is not a 0% interest charge, there will be a calculation at a later date should we decide to pay for that oversizing, basically to credit us for the difference in interest costs between the two vehicles there. So all that to be said, this is the culmination of an effort of tens of thousands of staff hours, attorney hours, engineer hours, elected official hours, resulting in us finally receiving water from the DuPage Water Commission in a few years when it's constructed. And these are the final votes basically to make that happen. I'm happy to take any questions if anybody has any.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
I got two. First of all, just pipe upgrade. So if you upgrade it, how does it, if other communities join, do we get to recapture part of that? Is that how that works? Or so what's, if 48 was the number and you went to 52, I believe, or whatever?
54.
Sure. So who gets, in other communities join, how does that work?
So there won't be any direct recapture payments to us. That's against DuPage Water Commission policies and precedent. What will happen, though, and let's say it's Aurora, because I think they're generally in there, and I have no idea if Aurora is planning on connecting, but if Aurora says, hey, I want to connect under this pipe for whatever reason, they'll pay a connection fee, like everybody else will, and we will get a portion of that connection fee, you know, prorated among all the other communities in the DuPage Water Commission. So we'll get our share of it relative to others. They don't allow, because we paid for this section, you know, that we get the direct benefit of it. It's more, we get a share of it.
So it's not like us putting infrastructure in Tellamy Road and recaptured part of that?
Correct. Okay. It's different just by policy because we're a, you know, where we will be part of an organization that has, you know, 20 or 30 municipalities within it.
Okay. And then the other question I have was item B, is that escrow equal for all three towns? Or is it based on?
It is based on the percentage, which we agreed to the cost share intergovernmental agreement several months ago. Okay. So Yorkville's share is 40.22% of the entire project. And again, that was a methodology based on you know, capacity and use, and then distance and proximity to the different pipes.
And escrow follows the same format?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Other questions? Chris.
So, following up on the oversizing, so if we go ahead and we pay for that oversizing, we're getting at some point a benefit on the interest. That's how this is working from the memo, right?
Well, I don't know if the benefit, it'll just be a dollar for dollar swap.
Okay.
So we'll do the calculation and say, you know, let's use round numbers at 8 million, 0% interest versus you know, the oversizing, our share of it is estimated to be about the same dollar amount, $8 million. So they'll calculate it and say, well, you're borrowing it with a WIFIA loan, which interest rate is going to be, I don't know, Rob, 4.5% or something like that. You know, and then they'll do that math and say, like, well, you know, you're going to get credit for having paid interest on the WIFIA costs because DuPage didn't have to. So that'll get credited against it.
So that's where our financial benefit would come in for us to actually participate in that. Oswego is already participating. Did they agree to that the other night?
So you don't have to agree to it yet. The agreement that is the fourth one that you'll vote on specifies the connection fee and then sets this process into place. So what will happen is DWC will bid out the project with the 54-inch alternates and oversizing. They'll do the calculation as to how much that's worth, translate that into the pro rate of shares for each town, and then basically come to us and say, hey, this is how much it costs. Do you want to wrap this into your WIFIA loan, yes or no? And then we'll have to vote on that and say, yes, we're going to outlay that money to DuPage Water Commission, and then we receive a credit against the connection fee at a later date.
Okay, because that was what I wanted to make sure is how we benefit in any way if we do, as compared to DWC just doing this on their own dollar.
Yep.
Okay.
The benefit is that we can wrap it into a WIFIA loan, and theoretically we still retain its 0% interest,
yep,
you know, from DuPage Water Commission, just in a different loan vehicle. So, okay. And it helps DWC out, obviously.
But we'll make that decision,
yep,
after the bidding process.
Okay. Other questions?
Greg?
Oh, wait. Oh, we're Dan, sorry.
Thank you. Can you kind of clarify what I read about the line of credit that DWC has as part of this? Is it something that it's required and they hold it as kind of a safeguard if payments are missed, or is this something that we can opt out of, saying we won't need your generosity to hold a line of credit for us?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
So it is set up as an established line of credit at $7 million for us. We can opt into it and use it if we need to. We don't think that the interest rate is going to be competitive enough to do so. It'll probably be our worst option among all of our different financing vehicles.
Because that's it. It's one plus the highest of their.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But within the you know, the escrow and development agreement, there is references to that. Whereas if we make a payment, if we miss a payment, they will charge the line of credit and then, you know, send us the bill basically afterwards. So it's a form of security for them that we can use if we need to.
And if we miss a payment and they tap into the line of the credit, when does the juice start running?
I'd have to take a look. I would assume it'd be right away, you know,
okay,
whatever the standard financing terms are, plus 30 days or whatever.
So. Thank you.
Other, Craig, did you have something?
No.
Okay. Other questions? No one else? So ready to vote on the first one? Okay, we'll do a roll call on the first one, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Trenzier?
Aye.
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, item B. Looking for a motion to approve the execution of Water Link Project Escrow IGA between Village of Montgomery, Village of Oswego, City of Yorkville, and DuPage Water Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Soling, Plocher, discussion on this? Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve the execution of an IGA concerning development of connection facilities to implement water service buy-in between the Village of Montgomery, the Village of Oswego, the City of Yorkville, and DuPage Water Commission. Soling, Transier. I think I heard Transier over here. Discussion on this. Roll call.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, I'm looking for a motion to approve the execution of an IGA concerning capital cost recovery charge between the United City of Yorkville and DuPage Water Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Terulis and Funkhauser, I believe. Is that right down here? Discussion, question, comments? Matt, I guess I never asked you. Did you have any questions or comments?
I did not. Thank you.
Okay. That's so nice of you. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Well, so much for the 2 hours of discussion on that.
Before, if I could.
Oh, yeah.
Special thanks to Irene Kaminer, who is remotely participating. She's not on camera right now, but she drug all four of those agreements across the finish line for the past month, saving me the effort from having to do so. So thank you, Irene.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to work with the communities, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. I did see that. I appreciate that, Barth. Okay. What are we to next? Report of the Public Works Committee. Any report? No report.
No report.
Okay. EDC. We do have an EDC item.
Yeah, we do. A motion to approve a resolution approving agreement for economic development consulting services with DLK LLC and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Transier? Any discussion? Roll call.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soli?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And Bart, I guess for the students out here who want to write a good report, that was for 3 years, correct?
It is.
And a 3% increase per year, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. So there. That's our economic development person, Lynn. She's right here. When you read about all the cool things coming to Yorkville, she's the one responsible for bringing them, her and Bart. I have nothing to do with it, and that's true. Okay. Next. What, Public Safety Committee? Anything?
No report.
Admin. Well, we have something there. Who wants to do this?
One item. I'll take care of it as long as you guys can hear me all right.
Yes.
Amended ADM 2024-35, which is the 2024 tax levy estimate. A motion to approve a tax levy estimate for 2024 to be used for the purpose of conducting a public hearing on the tax levy in the amount of $5,433,780.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Plocher. And this is taking new construction only, correct? No inflation?
Correct.
Okay. Discussion? Questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Trenzier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So something probably should have pointed out, we still have to have the public hearing, correct?
Correct.
And then we'll vote on it. We have to vote in November or early December. The Yorkville portion of your tax bill, the average person, there's always the anomalies one way or the other, but the Yorkville portion of the real estate taxes will actually go down next year because the library building levy is dropping off, and that was, what, about $750,000?
Like $875,000.
Oh, eight, okay, yeah. So your Yorkville portion will go down. I can't speak to what the other taxing bodies will do, but the Yorkville portion will go down. So thank the council for that. Okay. Anything else from admin?
No further reports.
Excellent. Park board, anything?
I do have a couple of things, Mr. Mayor.
Should I let you speak or Shay?
In the future, it could be Shay.
How far in the future?
Anywhere between 5 and 10 years.
Okay.
So, just a couple of things. Just a reminder, Scarecrow Walk is open down at Riverfront Park, as well as the Halloween egg hunt costume contest. Friday, October 18th, starts at 6:30 p.m. costume contest. They have afterwards at Town Square. We also have our next day, Chamber's booth, intended to allow the city of Yorkville. And then just finally, actually two more things, trick-or-treating this year is October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. And if anyone hasn't sponsored a flag yet, we are taking flags for the Flags of Valor Town Square for veterans. It's from November 4th.
Excellent. And regarding Halloween, next year, we get 3 years in a row on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's awesome. This year's a Thursday. I still think the school should just take the day after off. I really do. But and then, Mr. Funkhauser, do you have anything to report about Yorktoberfest? I was down there during the day. Wasn't there for the evenings, but looked like there was a good crowd.
I saw you down there both days.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out. Yorktoberfest was... It was really good Friday night. We had some windy weather, but otherwise, you know, turnout was really good. And Saturday, same thing. We had some really good weather. Appreciate the Parks and Rec and helping us out with a few items out there. But financially, we don't have those numbers yet. Got a meeting tomorrow night where we'll see where we ended up. But it seemed like we did very, very well. Attendance was good. Great time, great music. And we appreciate the city for showing their support and coming out and supporting it.
And those revenues, those net revenues after you pay expenses, much of those go back to the community, is that correct?
All of it does. Our revenues go back to supporting kids, so whether it's our scholarship fund or endowment fund that we have with the Waubonsie Community College, trade school, tuition, that's what we spend our funds on.
That's awesome. And then I saw there were some really slick uniforms for the trash crew. How'd that go for you?
Very nice. Special t-shirts for those who volunteered to pick up garbage throughout the weekend.
And so, let me tell you, the staff and I really appreciate that, because when I was down there years before, I would always have people say, change the trash. And now you all took care of it, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, this being our sixth year, we've got this thing down pretty well. With all the partnership we have with the city, you know, from police department, Parks and Rec, everybody that's involved in this one, you know, it flows very, very well. So looking forward to making it bigger and better every year.
That's good. Well, we appreciate it, and you've done a great job with the weather, too.
We try.
Excellent. Tim, anything else?
No, sir.
Excellent. Thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission, we don't have anything else, do we, Christy?
Correct.
Okay. City Council report?
No report.
Thank you. City Clerk report?
No report.
Community and Liaison report?
There we
go.
Sweet. Staff report?
No report.
Ooh. Mayor's report, city billing update. Bart, you want to talk anything about the process?
Yeah. Regarding our public works facility construction manager selection process, we did do three interviews at a staff level with the mayor joining in, and then Alderman Cornelius had also joined in. We aren't ready to announce who the finalist is quite yet, because we haven't notified the three firms yet who did the interviews. But we did have a unanimous number one among all the participants, which is rare in my opinion. So there seems to be consensus among everybody that participated to at least move forward with one firm. The process that we talked about a couple meetings ago for the selection of this was that the interviews were going to be done like last week, and then we were going to vote on the finalists at this meeting, which would then allow us to negotiate a contract with the construction manager for a vote on the October 22nd meeting. Obviously, the interviews didn't get scheduled until yesterday and today for a variety of reasons, so it wasn't on the agenda tonight. So I'm asking for some input and direction on two options here. One is, you know, we can stick to the process and alter the timeline by bringing you the finalists at the October 22nd meeting for a vote and on them as a finalist, and then we would negotiate with them post that vote for potential approval of a contract on November 12th. Or, and again, not knowing for most of you who the finalist is, we can you can direct us to negotiate now and then bring you a contract on October 22nd. And then I'd be happy tomorrow, you know, after we notify the firms and then start to negotiate with calling you individually or putting out an email that says, you know, here are the proposals, or I'm sorry, here are the, you know, the notes on the proposals and the interview, the scores, which will all be in the packet on October 22nd. And, you know, this is who it was and how the process went. So again, it'll either be a November 12th City Council vote, if you want to wait until next meeting to vote on the finalists, or if you're okay with us just directly negotiating, knowing we had a unanimous choice, we can bring that forward to you at the October 22nd meeting.
Questions, comments? Rusty, you're part of it. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that? Or?
No.
Okay. Chris, I saw your hand.
With the 22nd versus the 12th. Does it speed anything up? Does it change anything in our process? Or no?
We don't think so as far as you know, delivery date, because it's so far out. There was a comment made by a couple of the interviewed firms that they would be looking to beat the weather in, you know, November or December of 2025 to get the envelope buttoned up for a potential opening in mid-2026. So, you know, all of them were, I don't know if concerned is the right word, but they had that as a goal. And so obviously, you know, even 2 weeks might help that goal be a little bit less stressful on the back end. So, but it's purely up to you, Blue Awake, whatever process works.
They did mention there were some portions of the building, the sooner we can get them ordered, the better, because there are, yep, some of these things have 5-6 month lead times, and their comment, one of the comments was, with interest rates lowering, some of these projects have been backed up. They're starting to get calls and interest again on those. And some of the critical components would affect the beginning. There's some that would affect the end of the project, but some that would affect the beginning of the project. That's to Bart's point there. But any other questions, comments? Joe?
Did you say Rusty was part of the selection process?
I did.
Yeah, and I'm fine with going ahead and then voting on it in 2 weeks.
Others? Craig?
With what Bart just kind of said, what you said with the supply chain possible issues, I think we'd probably be better served to let you go ahead and start negotiating right now.
Okay.
That if the unanimous choice, I'm sure we probably all would agree, but that sounds like a better process for us.
Other questions or comments?
Go forward? Yeah, go forward. Okay. Yeah, since it was unanimous, makes sense.
Go forward.
Ken? Okay, well, thank you for your support. And it was unanimous, and it was unanimous as soon as we were done with all three, and after everyone tabulated their votes, it was still unanimous. So, okay, thank you. Appreciate the support very much. So, for all you students back there, we're talking about Public Works Building, which would house the Public Works, which, you know, they take care of the roads, the sewer, the water, and the parks. So all the equipment would be there, trucks, mowers, etc. We're looking at building a brand new building, could be $35 to $40 million. Actually, we talked about maybe making it $60 or $70 million, Ken. So, and Rusty was all for that too, just so you know. Just kidding. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. We're hoping to move in the summer of 26. It's that long of lead time. That's part of what this discussion was about. So, You get all things, all kinds of things, right? You could write reports for the rest of the year. Okay, I don't think we have anything else on the water study update because we've talked quite a bit about the water, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any additional business? Yes.
Where are we at on the Cannonball Black Ferry Shoreline property?
Kendall Marketplace 8-8?
Yes.
They've submitted a residential plan to us. It's going in front of the Plan Council
Thursday.
And should be in front of PZC next month, I believe.
EDC.
EDC, okay. And then in front of PZC and City Council in November, December.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, comments on that or anything else? Citizen comments? Any citizen comments?
Hi, I'm Molly Kremski. I just wanted to point out a few things that should be taken into account when deciding on a location for your cannabis dispensary. I've always been in favor of upholding ordinances put in place to protect children, and I am still in favor of upholding ordinances put in place to protect children. I realize that council may feel a responsibility to generate revenue for the city, but I will ask again, how much is the security of Yorkville's children worth? Because it's priceless to me. I know it seems to make sense by the reasoning of men that if we want to be prosperous, we need to facilitate the opening of as many businesses as possible, but that's not always how it works. A city that prioritizes revenue over the defense of the most defenseless among us will never know true prosperity. The preamble to the Illinois Constitution reads, again, as follows. We, the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for civil, political, and religious liberty, which He has permitted us to enjoy, and in seeking His blessings upon our endeavors in order to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of the people, maintain a representative and orderly government, eliminate poverty and inequality, assure legal, social, and economic justice, provide opportunity for the fullest development of the individual, ensure domestic tranquility, and provide for the liberty to ourselves and our provide for the common defense, and secure the blessings of freedom and liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the state of Illinois. So Illinois was established to provide for people by honoring God, putting kids at risk by nullifying ordinances that were put in place to ensure their safety and their welfare and their fullest development does not honor God or secure His blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizens to be heard? Okay. We have no need for executive session, do we? You sure, Kathy?
Yes.
You've been gone so long.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Second.
I heard the joke. All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. You're out early tonight. Sorry. Go have pizza or McDonald's.